Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You know what a flubble is? It's a combination of a flub and a mumble. And we've perfected it here. And over the course of a week, we make a lot of them. Then we put them into a montage and it becomes Flubble Friday.
Yeah, because Ashley wanted it, and this guy, Harold wanted, and the other one you wanted. I can't talk all of a sudden. Here we go. Starting next week.
Free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents. Damn it. 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports, coaches, parents, students, and administrators.
Damn.
It's Friday. It's just Flubble Friday. It's what happens. Visit PCADevZone.org. That's your Jazz and AJ. People's United Bank.
It's Chaz. It's Chaz.
I said Chaz.
Jazz has.
No, no, you didn't.
Right. You're too busy, burning in your head right now. all the data you have.
That's interesting.
Yeah, my heart's in the hollow. My feet are in so-and-so. Yeah, whatever.
Or you're crying. Maybe they cry pee.
Cripey.
Yeah, cripey.
Right. Now, do they also crap? That'd be criping.
And painted his room blue. And everyone was like, how do you...
Being preemptive.
Yes. I just kind of know.
Presumptive. I knew this ridge. I didn't know why it was there for. I had no idea.
He's just hammering like crazy one part. He was constantly hitting his finger in the... Did. Hard to describe right now. Oh, here we go. Gee, I wonder which one that was. I wonder which one that'll be. Go ahead, click it. Thank you. And it was a battle of the older quarterbacks to see who was still had it. So obviously, and Monday's in.
Number three, Flippy Flop song.
What song won?
Overwhelmingly, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
I think the Flip Flop song, how many emails... I can see a woman be like, what kind of Ashley just said. One guy's was like,
what's the joke on women? Women.
Yes, of course.
Let's just move forward.
I will take, move for my ass. No, we don't do that.
How's the stock market doing right now?
Stock market news live updates.
Hold on.
Yeah, click that.
Is your neighbor next door like he was on that other TV show?
The what?
Was he a neighbor next door like he was on with a TV show with Kevin James?
Was who a neighbor?
Lou Ferrigno. You remember them? I can't even think of the name of the Kevin James TV show. He was a delivery guy. I'd be nice if one of you guys would help me out over here, but obviously that's not going to happen.
No. Yeah. Paulie Shore, do you know what show AJ's talking about?
King of Queens. That's it. You know what they say about karma and payback. I don't know what they say about it, but somebody said something. And the song is playing over and goddamn over again. Yeah, that's when you start going, okay, I'm going to go crackers. I'm going to go crackers here. Can't even say it.
Hold on.
That is a butt-awful song. I'm sorry. I didn't like it hearing it once. How about a nice Big Mac or something like that? Awesome.
A Big Mac? He normally has to run to the bathroom.
Exactly. A porta potty next to me, yes.
Porta-patty?
Porta-potty, sorry. I start off with a pizza, because that I can, eat throughout the night.
Couldn't see over your belly after eating everything.
You know what? I'm gonna trip over your dead body in a second.
Ned Lamont said the state talked about how they would roll this out. I said, what do you mean? You ready?
No. It's like snowflakes, two different. Each one's different.
Mouthpiece.
This is go true. Ahead. It's a big week.
Hold it.
And I'll click, click. It's okay. I'll be plotting you.
Wait,
24
what?
Hours plotting.
You know, Joe Biden sounds a little bit like George Bush.
A little bit,
can you put George Bush on?
Hold on. Let me see if he's there. I don't know why this guy's still in the race. He lost. Hey, no, don't you get in on it, too, but watch it, George.
Hey, is
George. Trump has an Irish accent.
Apparently
watch out, George.
You're finally about your Friday Eve. The cracks starting to form a little bit.
The cracks are forming.
Little bit.
He's getting nervous. His hands are shaking.
Little bit. That's the caffeine. But upper 50 to 60, 62 and 9 on Brantford.
This Chaz and AJP.
What was that temperature?
Hang on.
That's hot.
62 now in Brantford.
Thank you.
They're worried I'm over there. They're worried I'm going to... Hang on, okay. Hang on, okay.
What?
They're worried I'm going to go over there. Yeah, the cracks are forming.
It's 12 minutes after 8, so do the math. How many minutes before you walk in?
12 minutes after 8? That'd be... something. Yes.
Don't forget the social distance. Push the door. There you go. Scoop!
Standing in a box, listening to Lion Sleeps Tonight.
It's Lion, not Wyan. So you have to turn the music down, no?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. Oops. It does really... Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
I'm down here until 9 o'clock in the morning with Derby Chevrolet Lexus in East Haven. And stop by, say hello, and bring money. It's H-A-P-L-R.
And there's your Flubble Friday.
Yay!
Wow.
AJ, you're still the king.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Undisputed.
Yes.
I am emperor of the Flubbles.
AJ's in a box, and we're bringing in special guest Swipe now.
Why?
Good morning, Swipe.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. Swipe.
All right, you
hey,
have
Ashley.
Swipe's prepared some knock-knock jokes for AJ, because we know AJ loves...
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
Swipe.
We are ready.
Okay, knock-knock.
What do you want? Who's there?
Razor.
Razor? Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Who is it? Who is it?
Yeah.
Razor.
Razor.
You're supposed to say Razor who?
Razor who?
Raise your hands. This is a stick-up.
I'm going to raise my fist in a second.
All right, next one.
What am I, 8?
Next one.
What?
How long did it take you to... Swipe, how long did it take to prepare these?
More than likely 10 minutes.
More than likely.
Can neither confirm nor deny 10 minutes.
It is such a weird...
It took 10 minutes.
Parking lot.
Okay, next.
AJ's next in a one. Box outside McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus in East Haven collecting cash and toys for the toy drive. You can go online to the radio station website, look for the AJ in a box link, and donate money. Please. 9 o'clock, that's it. We're done. And then we announce a number. So we're trying to help the kids. Swipe is trying to annoy AJ. Go ahead, Swipe.
Yes, he's doing all right. Job too.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lena.
Lena who?
Lena, a little closer, and I'll tell you another joke.
Oh, my God. I want you to
just what AJ wants.
Yeah. Lena, you over in a second.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
AJ.
AJ who?
AJ, why are you in a box?
I swear for a good guy.
Scott Hammy's on. Hey, good morning.
So you picked the Lion Sleeps Tonight?
We did.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can hear it in the background. What? And that is so annoying.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
How many times have you? How many hours have you been in the box, AJ?
Since 9 o'clock yesterday morning.
He doesn't even want to do the math.
Right.
So so you're almost done.
If 9 o'clock is 24 hours and it's 7:30-ish now, what does that leave you?
An hour and a half.
Thank you, AJ.
Yes.
How much does it leave you?
I got this freaking guy singing in my ear over here. I'm hearing you.
This one?
It's not easy. I mean, going on over here. It's kind of hard to...
Well, there's a lot in that song to unravel a person. There's the fake yodeling in the beginning, right? It does sound like someone's yodeling.
It does, yeah.
Sounds like a yodel. AJ hates yodeling.
Yeah, see, that is a reading the Quran. One of the two, yeah.
Oh, I love doing that.
You want to do it?
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
It's so fun to do that.
No, I joined him.
It's not fun. It's not fun after I've been over and over again for like the last, okay, so 24 minus 1, that's 23. So it's 22 and a half hours.
Scott.
That's 22 and a half
hours. It's fun.
Scott. And that's just me being in the box. I've been up since 2 o'clock yesterday morning. So I already passed the round mark.
Scott, I just want you to know. AJ was attacked by Mr. Pickle last night.
I was attacked by...
No way.
Yes.
True. Pickle. True story.
Yeah.
Mr. Pickle. Oh, my God. That's Pickle. So awesome.
Yeah. A man showed up with peppers, but AJ thought they were pickles.
Because they were green and long.
Yeah.
You know, do the math. Right.
Did you eat them, AJ?
No, I didn't touch any pickles, no. And then the peppers, what the hell they are. And then the guy...
And
was,
it turned out to be peppers. So you know which box you'd be in now. Not your box. You'd be in the porta potty box.
And then,
exactly.
And then he was taking a stick and stabbing at the plexiglass to poke holes.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with what is wrong with people?
But which one's more wrong, AJ in a box listening to this song or the guy with the stick and the pickles poking at the box?
I'm going with number two.
I'm going with, yeah. How much money do you think you're going to raise?
That's the question. You know, we have different numbers here. When he walked in, we had $11,000.
Yeah.
And that's pretty good.
Now, Then when we see online, we see $8,500 the last time we checked.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't know how much of that is the money that was the $11,000 pledged and just being sent in through that. So we need to do all that math. But we know we're over 11.
Right. That is not amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is great. Congratulations. I mean, that's really wonderful.
Thank you.
We need more than that, though. So hopefully it's a lot more than that.
Mm.
Yes.
Have you ever
maybe
done,
next year I'll.
Scott, have you ever done an event where you felt like you were being tortured?
Yes, I have, but nothing like that.
Right.
What
was it, 2 hours that felt like 24 hours?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I remember one in particular, which I'm not going to talk about, but it was a brutal nightmare.
Right.
Well, let's not talk about it, but what happened?
They tried to play a joke on me.
Oh, yeah.
They tried to set me up with one of the straight guys in the audience, and he didn't know about it, and the whole thing just fell flat.
Awkward.
It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
Awkward.
And I was it was so awkward. I was like, I don't know what's happening here, but this has to stop, and I need to leave.
Yeah, whoever did that said, okay. Write that down next year. Don't do that.
Don't do that. No, they asked me to come back next year, and I said 100% no.
Yeah,
no way, Jose.
Yeah. Nope, never showing up again. So goodbye.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
What's the conference? Joe from Oxford Lumber is on. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Chaz.
Hey.
Hey, AJ, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah.
AJ, I got to tell you, you know what? You know, you're thanking everybody for their donations and what they've done and stuff, but without you and without Chaz and without the organization, with this radio station, you guys are doing the yeoman's work. We're just all along for the ride, and we're lucky to be able to participate in events like this.
Joe brought a care box. Thank you for the kind words, Joe, but it's folks who show up with the money and the people who do the work every day with the kids. Deserve all the credit. Joe from Oxford Lumber brought you a care package yesterday, AJ.
Yep.
What was that? What was in that?
There was various things, from hand sanitizer and all kinds of different like health aids and
whatnot.
Wasn't
there toilet paper?
Yeah, there was toilet paper. There was snacks in there. As a matter of fact, I broke right into the Reese's peanut butter cups immediately.
See, Mr. Pickle, who brought you peppers.
Right, Mr. Pickle and
Oreo. Knew you had toilet paper to
spare. And his big stick. He also brought me like entertainment stuff, like books, a Pez dispenser. There's things like there's a Lysol can in here. Everything in here.
You know what?
Basically,
that's for.
It's someone's entire shopping trip in a box.
Hey, Joe, hold on 1 second. Scott, sorry, I lost you there.
That's okay. No worries.
Scott,
I'm back.
Channel 3.
I'm back like a plague.
You know who donated a lot of money? They got together with their neighborhood. And they donated $10 per play.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Bob and Amy Stefanowski.
Yep.
I love them.
Hold on. They're out. Let me
conference
them in.
They always come through big time. Yep.
Hello, Bob. Hello, Amy.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
good morning.
You're on with Scott
Haney. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
We got to get
How
you
are
in the
you?
Next year. Scott in the box.
Scott in the box.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a good ring to it.
So yes. Right there. Scott in the box. I might actually do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
We'll have to see.
All right, Scott.
Well, I need corporate sponsorship, though.
Yeah,
like,
you need to go in with big box.
Like 100,000.
So before you even go in, you want 100.
$100,000. If we get Scott in next year.
And AJ gets one.
No, would Scott be in the box with AJ?
That would be something. We could canoodle.
That would be interesting. You could both wear snuggies.
Yeah, we could both wear those blanket pajamas things.
Blanket pajama things.
I love those.
You mean the snuggies?
Yeah.
That would be actually kind of fun. I would appreciate. I would like that.
They should match.
We get you matching little zip-up outfits.
Well, we have next year put together. We have people calling up with the songs and now ideas.
Oh, yeah, we're ready to go.
Scott, that would be big bucks.
That would be good.
That would be big bucks.
The Stefanowskis, along with their neighborhood, put together $10 per play. And if this song plays if AJ makes it to the end and it plays all 576 times, do the math. Times 10, 5,700 and change, right? $60. So thank you guys for that.
Thank you very much.
That's amazing. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Amy. How have you been?
Very well. You know, Scott and us, we gave out 1.7 million masks, so we know Scott well.
Yes, exactly.
Not a mask.
We're buddies.
We get up early together, right? And
we certainly did get up early.
Not as early as you. You were always there first, but
I was there first directing traffic.
Yeah, and giving out masks sometimes.
Exactly.
AJ's like, well, what about me? I'm in a box right now. All right.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
Bob.
Look, you're reading my mind over here.
Bob and Amy Stefanowski, thanks for that great donation.
AJ, thanks for what you're doing. It's amazing. We're happy to help. You guys are terrific. You always find these great causes, and we're happy to be part of it.
You always come up big. Thank you both. And thank all your friends in the neighborhood for the collection. Fun fact Friday, AJ's been in a box for 1,405 minutes. And he only has 35 to go. He's been listening to The Lion Sleeps Tonight over and over, and the lead singer of that song, Jay Siegel's on. AJ, is there anything you want to say to Jay? Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. Good morning on this dreary, rainy morning here in Rockland County where I live.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, so AJ's been listening to your song on an endless loop for almost...
It's getting annoying already, isn't it?
Okay, so you recognize that. That's the first part, yes.
I always said I wish I made another record that people became so sick of, you know? It was a great feeling to have a record that people, all right, it's enough already with that record. You know, give me the next one.
It's a good problem to have.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, it's a good problem. Very healthy, and it still is.
I love the song. Now, there's you singing real high, and then there's this lady with the nerve-pulling high note. Who's that?
Who the hell is that?
You sing high above the clouds.
Yeah.
This woman was called in by our producers, Hugo and Luigi, very famous producers at RCA Victor producing. One of their artists was people like Sam Cooke, Perry Como back in the 50s.
Wow.
Well, anyway, they called in this woman, and everybody takes credit for singing the high, you know, there's a lot of women that take credit for doing that part on the record. And, of course, people email me all the time, wasn't this the lady? That I said, no, this wasn't the person. The person who sang that high soprano part, her name was Anita Darien, and she was a member of the New York Metropolitan Opera. She was an opera singer. She became very famous back in the 60s. This is one of the biggest records in the world, and she was part of that record. And,
you know what she sounds like?
She was more famous doing that than being part of the Metropolitan Opera. But, yeah, her name was Anita Darien, and she was the one who sang way above me.
She sounds like the lady that sings the end of the Star Trek, just makes
you
the noise.
You were saying that, Chaz.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Well,
maybe it's the same one. I don't know.
It's not. Yeah, no, we looked it up. Yeah,
it's not. Yeah. Okay. No, okay.
But there's a lot going on. There's a clarinet. There's the lady doing that. There's the person going, brrr. Are you the person who does brrr?
I am. I'm the person who did that, yes. That's one of my other great talents. I can do what you
hear,
did,
AJ?
But not
really?
Now.
Really?
How many times do you think you've sung that song in concert over the years?
How many times?
Yeah.
You know something? It's been all these years, and like I say, the last maybe 25 years at least, that I've been back, you know, performing full time. I don't know. It must be in the thousands and thousands. But you know something, guys. I never get tired of singing it. People, you know, a lot of the artists that I work with, you know, they get so tired about singing their big hits, and they start to change it because they get bored with it. But I realize, you know, I say to myself, wait a second. These people in the audience, they want to hear it the way they remember it on the radio.
Exactly.
And I just try to do it the exact same way that I did it on the record, in the same key, and people walk out of there smiling, and everybody walks out of the theater singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight. There could be 20 acts on the show. That's the song that they walk out of the theater singing.
I can see that. Jay Siegel's on, lead vocalist of The Tokens, and the song that AJ's been listening to for almost 24 hours.
Sorry, AJ. I hope it, you know, they call this an earworm, like you go to sleep and you can't get it out of your head, and
absolutely,
then you get angry. You know, I get this song out of my head. I want to go to sleep.
It'll be in there all weekend for all of us. But he's raising a lot of money for charity, so the song's doing very good.
I'm very happy to hear that. Yeah.
Yes. Almost like a threat.
Well, Jay, we'd love to have you back Toy Drive Week.
Yeah, that's going to be in about a month from now, I imagine, right? Or maybe less than that?
Somewhere around there, a little bit less.
Yeah, I would be happy to be, you know, what do you call this?
AJ, you'd want to hear that song again, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Can you sing So Far, Far Away?
If you guys want me back, yeah, it's a great cause. I'll be happy to, you know, to annoy people again in the morning.
Well, I love it.
Me too.
Jay, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
After a couple weeks,
we got Ashley. She calls me all the time, keeps on reminding me because she thinks I'm going to forget, which she's right.
Hi, Jay. No, just confirming because we really want to have you on.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Jay.
I'm glad you reminded me because I forget when I'm going from one room to the other. Like, why am I in here?
What did I come in here for?
Why am I in the kitchen?
Why am I here?
It's great to talk to you guys, and I hope that people are driving in their cars very safe this morning, and I'll be back to talk to you during that. What is it called? The sleigh drive, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's a close. Toy drive.
Listen, if you get a chance, play another one of my records, just for a change up.
For
balance.
Right.
Gotcha.
All right, you guys take care, and thanks. Great to talk to you all.
Jay, thank you very much.
All right.
We're thinking it's around $38,000.
That's great.
That AJ collected, and AJ in a box.
Yeah, congratulations to AJ. I'm sure he's like asleep in a car right now, but like really impressive. I don't know why he does this, but, you know, good for him.
All of what's happening right now, the attention.
Yeah. Oh, so that's
the
what
selfie.
It is.
The selfie.
Right. Memo. All the people going there to, like, his adoring fans.
That's
it is. Oh, all right.
Social media buzz.
Well, I better write that email that congratulates him or he's going to be, like, sad, right?
He's got to be the first one mentioned.
Oh, no, I'm going to put him at the end.
Drew,
you, the engineers.
He'll come in Monday, say, it took 8 names for me to be mentioned.
He'll count.
So I figure I should write it now so when he wakes up, it's there, right?
It'll be a great way to start his second part of this day. Yeah. I joke, you know, AJ, this is his way of helping the kids. He has heard all the stories of the charities that have come through and that we help, and he's moved by it. He doesn't like to say he has a soft spot for kids in his heart.
But he clearly
He probably doesn't.
I feel like he does. Now, just remember this. Again, it was pouring rain. It was definitely cold last night. AJ lived in that box for 24 hours. Ashley wouldn't watch a movie. Ashley to watch a movie. She wouldn't watch a movie. He lived in a box for 24 hours.
Maybe it's better if you just come back next week.
24
Maybe
hours.
That's better.
In the cold and rain.
That's right.
We asked her to watch
movie.
A 92-minute movie.
I watched that stupid one with John Travolta in the end.
Doesn't count.
Nice job, AJ. Thank you to the tribe.
AJ.
A lot of kids are going to have a nice holiday, or at least a better holiday, thanks to you. 2020, I didn't think...
And neither did I.
If I got 5 or 6,000, I would have been excited. 38 is a big number.
Yeah, and the number of people that went down and donated live down there, I just think it was great. But talk about the most perfect socially distant event. He was in a box.
I know.
Right, he was way ahead of his time on this.
The Lifetime Christmas movies they're filming, they're putting the people in a box while they kiss and then taking the box out and editing. This is what, like...
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's how they're filming the movie so they can still have them kiss.
Oh, that's kind of what happened down at McDermott.
Yeah, right. So people should have gone and kissed AJ through the box this time.
Well, except it was Mr. Pickle with a stick.
Right.
Did you hear about Mr. Pickle?
I did. I've been listening. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, it gets weird in the middle of the
night. We have a new character.
Mr. Pickle.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
All right. So there's been a lot of talk about the presidential race. And if I became the president, right, somehow I've become president.
Has there been any talk about this or... Not about you becoming president.
No, about the president, you know, and what happens when you become president and the transition of power or whatever. I have the top five things I would ask in my first day. So they bring in all the people that have worked there. You know, a lot of these White House staffers are there for years. CIA director's there for a while, the FBI director. You know, so there are people who have been around who know things. So these are the top five things that I would ask my first day on the job.
Spaceship?
Well, listen, we're going to get to it.
Oh, okay.
All right. So number five is supposedly there is a chef, a White House chef that's been there for years that will make you anything you want, anytime you want.
Nice.
Is this true? Who is he? And can I get a Shake Shack-style burger at 3 in the morning? And they say that that's real. I want to read a book about this guy. This is a guy I want to meet. I want something right now in the middle of the night, and I want it to taste like this famous thing from another part of the country, and they're supposedly able to do that.
Why, if that's true, would he order McDonald's from McDonald's?
That's what I don't understand. But everything I've heard is that there's a person in the White House and a staff that can mimic any famous food. So why would President Trump get McDonald's when they can make fake McDonald's? I don't know.
Right.
I need to
probably
know.
Probably better fake McDonald's.
Right.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady has a chef that lives at his house that makes him the food that tastes like the great food. So he wants a ribeye, but he doesn't want to eat a ribeye. He eats like the kale version of a ribeye.
That's weird.
So maybe there's that guy. So then I could be super healthy, too, if I wanted.
He probably lost his job 4 years ago.
Right. I don't think he wants a kale ribeye in the White House. All right. Number four. Let's talk about these aliens. Where are they? What do they look like? How many have we found? Do they live among us? Now, I don't think they tell you that when you become the president. I think that's still a secret.
I agree.
I don't think you ever get that information. Two of the things on this list here, I think there are people there that know there's a room that has it. I don't think they tell you.
Do you think any other president has asked that, though, and knows and didn't
Everybody wants to know.
Right?
But you can't tell the president because then he'll not be president and they'll write it in a book and then everybody knows.
He'll tweet it out.
Right. So I think... they know if it happens during their presidency. So I think Eisenhower knows about Roswell or whatever. But I don't think Trump knows anything about any aliens unless aliens landed while we were here. But there are definitely aliens, by the way.
Are there?
Yeah, I'm positive. Okay. And they're among us.
I want to hear why you think this.
I just did. I mean, there's.
I mean, I agree.
It doesn't make any sense that there wouldn't be. I say this to my kids all the time. I there were definitely aliens. It doesn't make any sense. Why would we be the only people? There was all these planets. Like, there's aliens.
Yeah.
They've been here.
If we could get into a rocket and blast out of
here. Yeah, they definitely can.
Come on. We can't be the only ones.
But I want. So I would ask the CIA. I would have a meeting with the CIA director and be like, tell me about these aliens. And they would be like.
And they would say no.
They'd be like, Mr. President, we have to go. Have a kale ribeye. Number three. What is the coolest military thing we have? And let me get in it. So is it a stealth bomber? Is it some crazy-ass tank? Is it a nuclear submarine? I think that first week I should be in a cool military thing every day.
Oh, experience it.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
It's almost like a really cool episode of Pimp My Ride. It's like every best thing that we have to offer.
But wouldn't you want to do that if they have some, like, nuts helicopter and they say, all right, you can ride it with the best pilot, like, in the world? Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to do all those things. That's my first week. It takes an hour, right? I go, they do it, and then I'm back at the White House.
I watched the video in the White House movie theater.
Right. I would do that, too. Number two, JFK, did we have him killed? Mm. Again, they won't tell me.
That's a yes.
But there's no way they tell
me
that, right?
We know.
The CIA. Did the CIA kill him?
Mafia and Cuba.
Do they know that? Is there a room with that information, and can I get in it?
Right.
And can I read real documents?
You want to know what really happened.
But they don't tell me that either, right? CIA director, same idea. They go, Mr. President, get out of here. Like, get in the stealth bomber. Like, they don't tell me that, right?
You don't get that.
And the number one question that I have, and I think we should all know this as a people. So they give the president the nuclear codes, right? That's the famous thing.
Right.
Is it that easy? He just, like, opens a nuclear football, puts in the codes, and they launch? No,
there's
right?
got to be other people.
You got to call somebody.
I hope so. Let's just live life to the fullest. Right?
But it's no way it's that easy. Right? I mean, I can't get into my iPhone without, like, a two-step verification.
Right.
So they could just open a thing, No
In
way.
A briefcase. It's called a football. Travels with him. Right. There's got to be more than just him.
Right. He's got to call somebody.
Right.
At least one other person.
We got to have other someone else in agreement.
So, like, when they do it on a submarine, you got to put two keys in and you turn them at the same time.
I saw that in a movie.
Right. So, I feel like, I don't know if
there
that's
has
fact.
To be that.
Can we get a guest that can confirm that about the submarine thing? But there is no way that he could just launch nuclear missiles without calling.
By himself.
Right. So that would be my last question. So those are my top five things if I ever become president, will never happen.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.